Hello, this is Lasar Maloney, and I'm here with my good friend Melissa Gledhill, who I'm very happy to share now is available to work with our clients through bespoke healing retreats. And we're going to discuss what working with astrology before, during, or even after your retreat can add to your understanding of yourself and your personal path. And the current themes and cycles that might be coming up for you. So, welcome, Melissa.
Thank you, Lazar. I'm really happy to be here.
Brilliant. So, where to jump in?
It's such a big topic, right?
Absolutely. I think I'm going to simply ask you, what excites you about the opportunity to work with clients in this way? What made you say yes?
Yeah, thank you, Lazar. I was very happy to be invited to work with you on your retreats, and I really believe in working deeply with clients and really helping them to expand and understand themselves. And I feel that your retreats are really going to help clients develop in that way. And astrology is my absolute passion because I really feel that the stars and the planets, they're part of us. And there's that sense that understanding how we work and our place in the cosmos and what our mission is here on Earth can really help us develop how we show up.
Do you feel that even people who are spiritually fairly savvy, do you think that there's some misunderstanding about astrology and the relationship with the planets and why certain people really focus on that? I certainly know I saw a joke the other day about everyone needs to have an astrology friend because, like, when you're really messing up, you can call upon your astrology friend and she'll say, "Oh, there was such a heavy transit in your life that." And I often say to my husband, like, "Oh, the moon though right now," or like, I don't know a great deal about astrology like yourself, but I do perceive, certainly in my own journey, there's been a certain resistance to having a good relationship with the planets in this way, and really understanding what is our relationship with them, and why do we turn to the stars to understand what's going on Earth. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. And it's really interesting that you use the word relationship with the stars and planets because I absolutely feel that that's what we're here to do, to have a relationship with them. You know, the Hermetic principle is all about as above, so below, as within, so without. You know, everything in this cosmos is interrelated. We're having a human experience here on this earth, but we're actually multidimensional beings, or certainly that's my belief. And that understanding of the planets and the way that they affect and impact us is really, really important because we're living, breathing beings, you know, and so are the planets, you know, and they're moving through these constellations, they're actual beings, and we're constantly convening, even if we don't know we're constantly convening with them, we are on some level, subconsciously or unconsciously. So to me, to understand what's actually happening in the cosmos and how we might be relating, because it's not about planets having doing things to us. It's interesting that you say, oh yes, I had this terrible transit and it was, you know, the moon is not doing things to us. And there's that real sense sometimes we say, oh, I can just blame Saturn. I had a bad Saturn transit. And for me, that's not very empowering, you know. The planets and the stars are all about how we interrelate and what agency can we give ourselves knowing that a transit's coming up. How can we work together with the stars and planets to understand ourselves more deeply? You know, we come in with a blueprint. You know, our astrological birth chart to me is a sacred document that we have come in with. And if we believe in karma, it could be that's what we've come in with to work with in this lifetime. We might see it as ancestral. We might see it as this is the sum of all of our ancestors, the epigenetic model. whereby we're influenced by our environment and our ancestors, and that's, this is coming through our genes, coming through our cells, and we can also see the astrological birth chart like that. Or we could even see ourselves as, you know, a star being coming from a different galaxy, you know, that sense of us being that star seed coming in, needing a human experience or having something to give humanity, which really comes to the point about astrology really helps us understand our soul mission. What have we come here to do? What is our purpose here? What is our service to humanity and to ourselves? And because if we're in service to humanity and we're aligned with ourselves, and that can bring us a lot more joy and happiness and love and light. So understanding this is so important.
And is it apparent to you as an astrologer, if someone is likely to be from off planet, for example, and, you know, to what degree do you see the configurations of their life purpose and like the setup that they've created for themselves for this lifetime?
Thank you, Lazar. That's a really good question. It's very important not to become reductive about astrological signatures. So, you know, saying, oh, it would be very easy for me to say that someone's got a strong Uranus, and Uranus is associated with the star nations. It's
right.
The future. It is outer space. It's many things. It's also about revolution, innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone that has a strong Uranus, and a strong Uranus would be if it's on their ascendant, it could be conjunct a personal planet. And by a personal planet, I mean Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. It may have a geometric aspect to that. So yes, I would say that's likely a strong signature, but it's not necessarily, and it's not the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we need to be really careful not to be reductive in these explanations. But what I can say is, if I look at someone's chart, looking at all their planets together, I can get a reading of exactly what they've come in with, and to work with the client, because it's not about me telling, it's not about me saying, here you go, because that isn't giving that person agency. We can work with our chart at different levels, and I want to empower the client in that way to work and understand themselves.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Well, that sings to me, because I know that the people who are drawn to come on a bespoke retreat are those who are pretty knowledgeable and have been traveling down this path one way or another for a good amount of time.
Right.
And are coming here expecting to be met by those who get that. You know, where it's so tiring to have to kind of either explain yourself to a practitioner, because they can't kind of get you from the get-go.
Right.
And to, as certainly speaking as someone who reads other folks' energy so much, that if I've gone for a session with someone and I can tell that they're uncomfortable with my languaging, my self-concepts, you know, even my self-development, whatever that is, it's challenging to work with people who aren't on that kind of level of experience. And so that's also something I want to share with our listeners, that every single practitioner I've invited to join me on these retreats is someone who is so well traveled themselves. And, you know, even if, of course, we all have different languaging and models for containing, contextualizing the spiritual journey that we're on, we are experienced enough and sensitive enough to translate. If your language is different from mine, we can find the point of connection in what we're talking about, so that we can really meet each client where they're at in their self-understanding, and then support them in this way that you describe. I like this, you know, full agency, full respect, full honor to be working alongside this person and growing alongside them as we share the codes of revelations that come through these sessions.
Absolutely. Full respect to the client and honoring exactly where they are, you know, that kind of person-centered approach and holding space in that way for what the client needs and wants. It's so important to me. And astrology does have that ability to hold many different beliefs, whether you're working more ancestrally, shamanically, whether you're more kind of in the angelic realms. You know, there isn't this, you know, it's a broad church and there isn't this sense that it's got to be, you know, in one particular area. And I'm very sensitive to the fact that we all work differently, because that's what astrology, you know, that's what our blueprint is. It's we've all got our specialism and we've all come in as a unique being to offer something
Beautiful.
very specific. So yeah, full respect to that.
Thank you. There's something you mentioned earlier, which was about the layers that get exposed that you see as in your own chart as you work with yourself and those clients that you work with continuously, which of course is available with the retreats as well. We can, I just want to slightly step sideways there and say that there's the opportunity to begin your retreat with a Zoom session with Melissa before we start. And so that everything about the retreat is considered through that portal of the understanding of what the themes are that you discover with the client, right, Melissa?
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's so
And sorry, and then we then you can see those shifts as you progress with someone, which of course you can go ahead and do with these clients after the retreats. But this revealing of layer upon layer, I really liked what you were saying earlier about it's not all clear all at once.
absolutely, because the astrological birth chart is not a static, reductive document. I mean, there are certain schools of astrology that believe in that very fated, you know, on the 28th of March 2018, you will meet, you know, a tall, dark, handsome stranger. But that is not the way I work. And I very much believe in the empowerment of the client to work on the multi-layered aspects of the chart. So, you know, I work psycho-spiritually, so I work with archetypes. You know, I love Jung and I love the mysteries and Greek mythology. So we will work together at what that particular planetary archetype, whether it be, I don't know, Moon, Trine, Jupiter, you know, what does that mean for you in these particular houses, in this particular sign? And how can we work together to reveal that meaning to you and reveal and unlock the codes of what you're here to do? And it could be that at the beginning of a retreat, you've got one idea, and as you deepen and integrate, by the end, you've got a different understanding. I know that I've been looking at my chart for many years now, and I still have revelations when I look at a signature that I've looked at for years, and I'm like, yes, I've got that sussed. And then suddenly I'm like, boom, revelation. I'm seeing it in a new light, because I do believe that our birth charts can be worked on until we're fully enlightened. And then we transcend. Then we transcend the chart, you know.
Boom.
So, yes.
That's amazing. Yeah, exciting. And you reminded me of something I've often done spontaneously with clients of mine. When we're working with clearing, you know, inhibiting factors and embodying those shifts. So I'll get into movement and breath and sound and visualization. And I remember one lady, we went into nature as part of our session. And so I was getting her like walking down the street, like embodying this is a private country lane, you know, just really like, okay, and here's the hips, and here's the new woman who's coming in. I give this new archetype permission to embody through me, because I'm now inspired to see how it will change the areas of my life I felt were dull and boring and
Absolutely.
limited and so on. And I can see how that also would be a really embodied process through your work going into the rest of the retreat, so that someone can come out really embodying the next layer of who they're becoming.
Absolutely. And I do offer ritual, and we can do ritual together. It can be very much a talking therapy, or it can be through ritual. And there's that sense as well that things do open up, and to clear out those feelings or blockages or difficult emotions that are arising can allow then more light to come in to fully embody oneself, you know, and understanding what those tensions in the chart, you know, a square is what we understand as a tension, for instance.
Yeah.
So sometimes those tensions are needed for that alchemy to happen. It's through that tension that the alchemy can happen. So it's not that square, people say, oh gosh, I've got a square, is that bad? There is no good and bad. You know, people go, I've got a Saturn transit coming up, is that really bad? You know, and it's like, nothing is good or bad. It just is. It's how we relate to it. Because Saturn, for instance, is about mastery. And yes, we've got to work hard. And it's a very externally focused planet because it's earthy. So it shows up in the external world. So if we're not doing our Saturn transit, it will bite us on the bum. We might find that external events start to crumble around it, but it's doing that because it wants to show us. But if we're really working our Saturn transit and going, okay, I've got to get my head down now and deal with this family issue, or I've got to deal with this career issue, or I've really got to embrace this, Saturn can be the most powerful ally for change and mastery of something, and to really ground in a new skill or a new way of being that can be highly transformative and really rewarding. So yeah. I think it's important that we don't get caught up in that kind of good bad mentality, or yes.
I mean, it's like if we didn't have any contrast in our world, we wouldn't see any of the colors. We'd be in a whiteout.
Appreciate joy because we wouldn't have to see the sadness. And often our gifts are the fact that we can feel very deeply things very deeply. We've gone through these transformations so that we can help others transform. And that's what I really want to offer clients. How are you transforming, and how does that affect your ability to transform others in your particular mission here on this planet?
Fantastic. Yeah, I see a lot of, how do I put this? You know, graphic equalizers in a great big music studio.
Gosh, like, you're taking me back. Yes, I remember.
You can dial up and dial down anything. So we are beyond complex. We are life itself, expressing in, through, and as this unique configuration right now. This doesn't mean this is all we are. It doesn't mean this is all we've attained. It doesn't mean this is all we're good at. It means that this is a focal point for us to, as you say, observe, oh, I'm kind of a bit contorted here, but what does that contortion birth in me? What do I have to become because of that? Bingo, that's the point of that restriction. That's the point of that limitation, that impingement from birth, from the family setup, you know, to not have enough of this, not get that. Why? Because it will launch what you intended to demonstrate, to dial up.
Exactly. And that's the death and rebirth process, because when we're reborn, we're coming out into a new higher frequency. And I can really help clients understand where they might have a strong transit, which is going to mean a lot of potential psychic work and transformation. And this is what the beauty of astrology, whilst I'm not a predictive astrologer and I'm not going to say what's going to happen, what I can say is that this transit is lasting for 9 months or a year and a half or 3 months. And it helps to frame periods of time in people's lives so that they can really understand that this is a time of healing, or a time to really go for it in your career, or no, this is a time to retreat back into family. So it gives you a sense of where you might be at in your life and allows yourself to hold yourself by really sort of transporting what's happening in your life onto the planets and be able to see it more clearly, to give that level of objectivity so that you can see your life more clearly and not be so entangled with what might be actually happening to you. So it's very useful in that way.
I should say. And, you know, we've also spoken about the context, you covered it a little earlier, about the ancestral patterns and like the purpose. And you mentioned the seeing one time in a vision of of the many, many pathways and threads that connect us all. And I thought that was just delightful. And I want to share with our listeners and those who are considering coming on retreat, this is one of the reasons that Melissa has been invited to join us to be on the team, is because of her heart and her grounded practice of in her own life, and that capacity to hold a very high top vision for those who come on retreat and that she meets. I just wondered if there's anything you want to share, because it was just such a delightful vision you gave, and I think it will sing to those who are considering whether to work with astrology to go, oh, you really are a different astrologer, aren't you? And she is.
Well, thank you, Lazar. I really appreciate that. And it's a real pleasure to be here and an honour to be working with your clients prospectively. And astrology, like everything, yes, it's very cosmic and we're working with archetypes and planetary, and I do get intuitive downloads. And it's so important to be on this earth. We are human beings. We're spiritual, but we're having a human experience. And for me, my first practice with astrology is with myself. You know, every single day I'm practicing astrology. I know what's going on, where the planetary positions are, and especially the moon, because the moon is cyclical. And I do very much work with the Celtic calendar and the cycles of the earth and the seasons and what the moon's doing, because we are rhythmical, cyclical beings. And to be here present in these bodies, in these seasons, it's so important. And through my own trials and tribulations in my own life, you know, I've had to be compassionate to myself, you know. And so due to those experiences I had in childhood that I can see happened in past lives, and the experiences that I have born through and born a new sense of myself through, that's where I'm coming from, to hold whatever comes up for the client in a loving, heart-centered, non-judgmental, holding way, and presence to whatever is. We can work with whatever comes up.
Thank you. The word midwife just came to me, you know, and I get that that's what each of us is doing in our work with our clients. We are there as a midwife for this beautiful rebirthing, this continuous rebirthing that we're all going through. And through practicing this for ourselves, we get to share that with those who are drawn to work with us. So I personally can vouch that if you get to spend time with the beautiful Melissa and receive her support and guidance, then you're very blessed indeed.
Thank you, Lazar.
Thank you. Very lovely to talk with you. I think we've covered it very richly for now, and we can talk and more and more and more, and so we shall. But for today, I'm going to say thank you very much for joining me. And for anyone who is listening who'd like to look at this further, do get in touch with us through www.bespokehealings.com, and we'll put you in touch. We'll get you connected. We'll get the session booked with Melissa and get your retreat unfolding. Thank you again so much, Melissa.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Lazar.
Lovely.